This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's now confirmed that the Fox News CEO, Roger Ailes, is out. Fox News anchor Gretchen Carlson had sued Ailes, accusing him of sexually harassing her, then firing her for complaining about it. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace is here with more details on the exit of a powerful figure in the media industry and politics. Hello, Lewis.
Hi, David.
So what do we know about his resignation package?
After Gretchen Carlson filed this suit, Fox reportedly opened up its own investigation and then pretty quickly heard from several other women, including anchor Megyn Kelly. That report comes from New York Magazine. So it sounds like they gave him an ultimatum pretty quickly: agree to a severance package or we will fire you. Now, several news outlets are reporting he's taking $40 million with him in that package. $40 million sounds like a lot of money to most of us, probably around 2 years of pay for Ailes, who made $21 million the last year we know about, which is 2012.
And what might this mean for Fox? Mr. Ailes has really been the driving force, building that news network, making it what it is.
Yeah, so he co-founded it in 1996 with Rupert Murdoch. And before that, Ailes had been a Republican political consultant for a long time, going back to the Nixon administration. And his particular skill set was really in media and kind of spin. And he had wanted to build a more Republican-friendly news network. That network, in just a few years, became the most watched cable news channel. It's also been extremely profitable, with higher margins than the other channels as well. The next CEO is going to have to wade through an important kind of future problem for the business, which is that the median age of its audience is now in their upper 60s, what you might politely call a demographic challenge.
All right, Marketplace's Lewis Wallace, thank you.